it's still about, I can tell you who owns it now on this computer. Right, is that all ready, is it?
Right, yeah, we're ready to go when you are.
Okay, right.
We're talking about Dr. Wilkes.
Yes, you asked me to speak about Dr. Wilkes, who was quite a character in Benfleet. Now, it so happened that our garden backed on to Dr. Wilkes's sort of garden, really. We lived in Malcolm Road and he lived in the High Road. And I remember he had chicken hutches at the end of the garden. He also had a son called Freddie, who was about my age. I wonder if he's still alive. And I used to play with Freddie. But Dr. Wilkes's first wife didn't like me playing with Freddie. I wasn't the sort of boy, because we used to crawl about in his chicken huts looking for eggs and get up to things like climbing trees, and Freddie wasn't supposed to climb trees. So I didn't get on with his first wife. I believe she used to drink a bit as well. But Dr. Wilkes was a lovely fellow, and I think he either owned or rented the field next to my mother's house, which ran through from the main road behind. It is now a garage, which has been a garage. Is that recorded? This has now been a garage for quite a while. And that land backs onto where my mother's garden was, the next field rather. And Mr. Dr. Wilkes used to keep his horse in there, which Freddie used to ride. Now, I think there was a daughter who used to ride. I can't remember her name, but I think there was a daughter. I vaguely remember daughters. Well, I wasn't really interested in girls then. Anyhow, this horse, the fence got trampled down at and my side of, or our side of the house, of the field to Dr. Wilkes's field. And the window used to be open. I used to feed the horse a lump of sugar, and if I wasn't there, we'd be in the living room, and he'd poke its head through the window in the summer, it's open, go and neigh for his horse. So I had to go out and feed Dr. Wilkes's horse with a bit of sugar. Later on, we used to play cricket in that field, but because eventually it got built up. Also, my brother, who was a bit of a mechanical whiz, even about 12 years old, bought a very old motorbike which wasn't going. I don't think it had been run since 1932, and this was during the war, and he got it going and he sort of belted round this field, perhaps scaring the daylights of Dr. Wilkes's horse as well, till eventually the engine blew up and that was that. But we played cricket there. We had, you know, very happy times. And of course, when I became insurance agent, I used to ride my bike, as I said earlier, all over Benfleet and Pound Lane and Tarpots and whatever, around the side roads. And I often used to come into contact with Dr. Wilkes on his horse, because he used to do his round on a horse. And he used to tie it to the gatepost and dodge inside. And if he's there, I used to wait till he came out, till I went and saw my client. But he was a lovely fellow, and my mother was friendly with him for reasons of Freddie, because my mother was trained as a dressmaker or seamstress, I think they're called, and she used to make clothes for people, and she used to make clothes for Freddie Wilkes. Now, I do remember one a carnival in Benfleet one year. She made a Dick Turpin suit, I think it was, you know, the boots and the hat and the jacket, and they got a gun or something like that, and he was Dick Turpin on his horse, and I think he won the first prize in the carnival. That's really what I remember about Dr. Wilkes. I used to see him a lot, of course, on our various travels about Benfleet, until I gave up Benfleet. But then, as I think I mentioned, I've done a bit of playing music on a trumpet and thing called a flugelhorn. I used to do dances, and now I was so happy we got booked at a dance at the Middleton Hotel when I got there, it wasn't a dance, it was a farewell dinner and dance for Dr. Wilkes before he retired. He'd married again by then. I think his first wife had died. And I think they went to live down in Devon or Somerset or somewhere down there. And I think he went down with one of the local doctors or chemists or someone like that. I think it was Dr. Wilkes. And of course, I didn't see him since, but we had quite a chat at his retirement party about the old days in Benfleet, and this would have been in the 60s, I suppose, it would have been. So that is my memory, really, of Dr. Wilkes, a lovely fellow and a well-known character in Benfleet.
What was the hotel he had his retirement party at?
The Middleton Hotel in South End.